Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Total Bellas After Show, Episode 2, where we're talking family drama. I am your host, Leslie Colon, joined by the one and only Miss Women's Wrestling Weekly, Emily May.
Hi.
Of course, joining us as well, Brie Bella fan, Nikki Bella fan, Bryant Santos.
Hello, glad to be here. I love Mama Bella also. Happy to talk about her today.
I think you love the whole Bella fam, huh? You're part of that Bella army.
You're an honorary Bella.
I am. The third.
And joining us, our total diva of the panel, Mr. Ollie Drennan.
Hi, you guys are wearing red and look beautiful, and I'm in yellow, so I feel like a fake fan right now.
No, you can be different.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, no worries.
All right, are you guys ready to talk about this? Because for me, it was a little intense, but I want to know, Brian, what were your overall thoughts?
I talked about it, Mama Bella. This was really her episode. She really went through it. And I felt her on so many levels. Like, she was feeling so many different emotions from her past. So I definitely want to dive into that. Nikki as well. We're going to talk about the dynamic between Nikki and Brie of whose side we're kind of on, which is fun. But I was so on Nikki's side because I really went through that exact same thing. So it was just such a whirlwind episode.
Yeah, speaking of whose side we're on, make sure you guys stay tuned. We have a special segment where Emily is going to tell us either we're Team Brie or Team Nikki on this episode. It's definitely going to be a match for the week. But Emily, what were your thoughts on this episode?
So I loved this episode. It was super emotional. We dove into, you know, we'll get into like how this whole family drama happened, but they're really delving into the emotional, like, all the events of their childhood and growing up and what all that brings up. And so I feel like this was super relatable. And so everyone, I feel like watching that are fans of them also feel so connected to them. So I feel like this was an episode where I felt super connected to them about, you know, the pain and all the feelings that they go through while growing up. And when you have a family member you're not connected with anymore. So it was, I really liked it a lot. I feel like it kind of focused on one moment in their lives, and we'll see kind of where it goes.
Yeah. Ali, were you by any chance surprised by this episode? You know, normally the Bellas are super fun out there doing, you know, crazy stuff with their family.
And their wives.
But I feel like this, yeah, exactly. Look at you. But I feel like this episode, or at least this season so far, is more intense. Are you by any chance surprised? Do you like it or do you not?
It's just, I like it. I'm here for it. But just to know that this is only episode 2 and we're already getting intense. Mm-hmm. It was emotional last week with the season premiere with Dan O'Brien, Brie crying. Mm-hmm. So here, there's so many emotions. And I think the main, not issue, but like what I liked about the show is that like everyone in this episode was making valid points. Like Mama Bella, mm-hmm. Brie, mm-hmm. Nikki. Like I wanted everyone to have a happy ending at the end of the episode. And still, I feel like there's still more work to, you know, more progress to be made. But you feel for Mama Bella when she's saying you don't even know half the story. And then you want the Bellas to reconnect with their father. And then you also, as a fan, I want to read this book and I want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know, honestly. I want to know. And hopefully by sharing the story, everyone opening up, it'll help people that are going through similar problems and issues and struggles by them with their using their platform for good.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we see the Bellas as, you know, they're obviously beautiful. They have their beauty line and then they have their wine. We see them as businesswomen. But I don't think we've ever really gotten close to them this way in the chance that we've seen problems in their childhood. We've seen it with the wedding, how Brie was torn between either choosing her dad or her mom. So we've seen little things, but I feel like this episode definitely gave us more of an insight of what's went on really in their childhood and their personal life that we didn't even know about. So Ollie, I definitely have to agree with you. I just want to read this book, especially because Nikki mentioned there's two stories that nobody knows about her.
Right.
Yeah.
Except within their family. So I was definitely interested, like, oh my God, what does she go through? What don't we know? And mm-hmm. I know that they always have a purpose for, you know, their business. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be a big thing, but in a way it's going to help whoever is suffering from, you know, divorce or anything similar to really get connected with them. But
right.
Let's go ahead and dive into, you know, this issue, what we're talking about. The Bellas are, you know, surprised us with mentioning that they are writing a book. So Brian, I want to go to you. How would you have felt if, let's say, one of your family members came to you and, you know, wrote a chapter about your whole life and you're like, I don't know if this should be put out there because it's too intense?
Definitely. I think it was Mama Bella, just the best way to put it, she was justified in her the way she felt. And I would feel the mm-hmm. exact same way, because she was just so taken back, because like she mentioned, she was feeling so many emotions, you know, the good, the bad, and having to go through her past. And I think that was what the bigger emotion was yeah. that she wasn't upset about what was going on. She was just more upset about having to relive such a hard time for her. So if I was in that mm-hmm. situation and my family brought that up, I would definitely feel the same way, that I don't want to have to, you know, I put that in my past. I don't want to have to open it up again, open those wounds up.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think it's more about like what I got from her was the fact that I don't think she's really processed everything mm-hmm. or really dealt with the way her kids felt until reading mm-hmm. this chapter, or really, you know, gone through that heartache, because I know it must have been really intense from the way I think, you know, she didn't really describe much. There was little hints of maybe like physical abuse or verbal yes. abuse. Obviously there was hints of addiction. So it was just, I think we're going to have to obviously wait till the book to really get those details. But I definitely think that it's more of like, she hasn't really, you know, dealt with these issues. But Emily, mm-hmm. did you connect yeah. with Mama Bella in regards to, you know, her emotions and how every time they talk about this, she's kind of gets triggered to get angry?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt like it was something that if anyone has had parents that have been divorced or has gone through some type of abusive relationship, you're gonna, or a traumatic event of any kind, you're gonna have, once you see it all written down also from someone else, it's definitely a trigger, and everyone has their different triggers. And so for her to be upset when this chapter was presented to her was totally, completely understandable. So I get where she's coming from. And it just kind of solidified that she obviously hasn't processed it, or mm-hmm. that even when she's hearing the words from Bri and Nikki from themselves, like they're only telling the perspective that they know. And so she had that yeah. point of saying, hey, you don't even know exactly what happened. You know, right. there's so many things I didn't tell you. And so I feel like with any family, you're going to have moments where these things come up and you just have to face them and just understand that you have to be open to discussing it, because that's really the only way you're going to get through it.
Right. And I think one of the points that you made there is the fact that, you know, she's also reading it from a different perspective, from her children's perspective. She is a mom. She always said in this episode millions of times, my job is to protect you guys and exactly. to be there whenever he doesn't come through. So I think reading it from their perspective only hurt her even more, because not only was she the one living through that situation, but her kids got involved. And I'm sure as a mom, the last thing she wanted was for her kids to get involved in, you know, a problem that shouldn't even have included them, especially if it's like, you know, a marriage issue. But Ollie, there's definitely a different side to this as well. Bri comes in, you know, she is a little stern, but she confesses that she has seen her dad without, you know, telling her mom. So do you think Bri was in the right for doing that, because she was afraid of her mom's reaction?
I think it kind of just, it all goes back to like the communication. I always thought like the Bella family were, you know, that so open and so close, yeah. but I think they still have a lot of progress. Like no one's like, there's always room to improve for every family out there for yeah. sure. But I think maybe this episode really is kind of like solidifying that they do have to start talking more. And maybe this is something that they shouldn't show on the show, you know, especially with Mama mm-hmm. Bella saying all the things that she hasn't talked about. And I think she really does. I think Mama Bella, she did such a great job raising her kids.
Yeah.
And she should really, like, she shouldn't forget that. And I think mm-hmm. she should open up, whether the cameras are there or not. Talk to Bree, Nikki, you know, talk to her kids, all of them. And really, I don't know. I feel like they should maybe. I honestly believe that they deserve to know that story, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be like, it'll help not only the kids, but it'll help Mama Bella grow as well and kind of move forward. And sometimes you have to confront the past in order to move forward. Mm-hmm. I always say that.
Yeah.
Really cheesy.
Yeah. No,
cliche,
I love that. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, it might give them that moment of closure that they mm-hmm. all need mm-hmm. to kind of like build a new relationship with him if they choose to do that, but also just kind of have, you know, Mama Bella kind of have that moment where she could be at peace with it.
Right.
And one thing that I wanted to bring up was, you know, the premiere episode was about, you know, Bree and Daniel Bryan trying to communicate and kind of that lack of communication. So I feel like this mm-hmm. episode was a different form of it, where you're seeing it mm-hmm. where the girls were trying to communicate with their mom and trying mm-hmm. to figure that out. So I feel like both had moments of trying to figure out how they can communicate with each other without hurting each other's feelings, without kind of bringing up more issues. So I found that theme kind of throughout these two episodes so far.
Yeah, for sure. Brian, I want to get your opinion on this. Do you feel like because of their past, Bree has problems with confrontation in her marriage? And, you know, she did mention that she doesn't like confrontation. She just likes to walk away and deal with it on her own. You know, we do say that a lot of that happens in your childhood. You stick with that. So do you think that's in relation to her marriage as well?
It could be, but I think with this, it's really just with her mom, because they kept emphasizing how close she is with her mom. And I think I related to that so much because I'm the same way. I would do anything to protect my mom's feelings, or I would do anything to avoid having any kind of confrontation with my mom. So I 100% saw Bree in that. It definitely could relate to her issues with Daniel Bryan, because we saw it played out, like Emily said, last week. So I think it's just her trying to protect everyone in her life, which we see this about Bree so often, is that she's so caring for everybody else. And so she's mm-hmm. trying to just protect everybody's feelings. So I think that's kind of where it comes to a head.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that you guys mentioned is the fact that they should open up, or Ollie, you mentioned this, that Mama Bella should open up so they can know this side of the story. I definitely believe that this book is going to bring them together for them to understand her perspective, because like they mentioned, they have to get everyone's approval, especially because, you know, they have become very public and the family kind of joined them. I think I remember hearing this famous child say, he's like, I remember that I wasn't really given a choice to be famous. It kind of just happened because his mom was famous. So it's like, do you feel that, I know we see JJ and Lola really haven't appeared in this season either yet. You know, we're only on episode 2. We did see a clip of JJ. Do you think, Emily, do you think it's fair for them to really get their approval, especially because it's not only Nikki and Bree's story, but it includes all of the family, and I'm sure situations that not everyone might be okay with sharing with the whole world?
Yeah, I mean, it always gets a little tricky when you get into autobiographies, because mm-hmm. I try to think about that. I'm like, what happens if someone wrote a book about my life, or you know, someone in my family wrote something, you know? And you always think about like, how much do you put out there, because you are in the public eye, and you worked for that and kind of chose to go that route. And, you know, and then, but then, like you said, there's other people that just happen to be in the public eye because they're attached to someone. Mm-hmm. So it's a mix of feelings. It's like, I feel like you should get buy off, because if you're mentioned by name in, you know, in a book, you should get the approval of the person that's writing it, because you're not going to get money from it. It's going to be the two people with their names on it. So in my opinion, I think you should be able to, you know, get that sign off and say, okay, all right, this is going to be out there.
Because yeah, then if you don't, it could possibly create controversy. Maybe that person you mentioned was like, oh wait, that never happened, and then it starts sparks a war. Mm-hmm. It sparks, I don't know, lawsuits. Mm-hmm. If someone comes out, you're lying. So makes sense. You got to get the approval from the people that you're openly talking about.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. people remember things differently too. So I feel like mm-hmm. that's going to be a big issue, because you might remember it in a certain way, like, because you have tunnel vision of just remembering like three out of the five things, but you don't remember, you don't know that like these two other things were happening at the same time. And so it gets really tricky. And so I feel like Nikki and Bella are going to, and Brie are going to come, like they're already coming to these problems with, you know, they haven't obviously confronted their dad about it yet. So it's like, they already had this fight with their mom. You know, it's going to get tricky.
Ollie, I want to get your opinion. You know, we do see them argue a little bit after Mama Bella got a little bit heated reading the chapter and everything. Do you feel like Brie was being a little insensitive in that, you know, whole situation where she was talking to her mom and her point of view was pretty much, I have the right to have a relationship with my dad. And the reason why I don't tell you is because you get mad about it because of everything that brings up in your past.
Yeah, no, I totally see both sides. I was kind of rooting for Brie. I'm like, Brie, you're making such a good point. Like, she wants to rekindle. She wants to be able to tell the story. But I think she just doesn't realize the fact that she doesn't know the full story. So I'm completely behind Brie. But at the same time, I want to root for Mama Bella. Like, because I can't even, like, imagine what really did happen. So yeah. I was definitely here for Brie. And it really showed a lot of just her even opening up about, I have been meeting dad, you know, I have been doing this and reconnecting with him. And I know that really did hurt her mom, but I'm honestly at the end of the day, just happy that they are openly finally talking about this because it is hopefully getting to that place where we will see like a satisfactory, not happy ending, no Disney ending here, but you know, something where everyone, including the dad, can grow from this. Cause I think addiction addiction's a terrible thing and it's also a disease, and not to excuse any of his actions, but it is a disease. It's hard to it's hard to knock off that addiction. You know, no one will understand it unless they've actually like dealt with it. So love someone that dealt with it or actually have been an addict. So, you know, it is hard because I really want to know what's going through Mama Bella's head. As a viewer, I don't get like everything that's going through her head because we don't know the full story.
Yeah.
Me either. I feel like she definitely, from watching this episode, I don't think she was comfortable enough to really open up into details. Mm-hmm. She mentions little things, but not fully to what really happened. I think one of the things that definitely stuck with me is the fact that she said, I wish I could have left earlier. I wish I could have left earlier. I wish I could have left sooner. And that, you know, I fall for her because it all connects. I definitely come from a single mom, so I know she definitely learned, you know, don't stay with someone just because you have kids. And that's one of the big messages that she mentioned. And I think also one of the things I loved is the fact that they have Daniel Bryan to support, or Brie does, because he mentioned a good point. If my dad was still here, I would do anything to still have a conversation with him, because we do know that he had a really close relationship with his dad and his mom, obviously. But I do think it is different perspectives, obviously, growing up in a married household that he did, than, you know, all the problems that they have, the Bellas do with their mom and their dad, because there was way more factors included, like addiction, you know, and there's a lot more that we still don't know. But there's one person that really didn't get involved in the beginning, and I think she was a little hesitant because she understood Brie, at the same time she loves her mom, and that was Nikki. Brian, I want to get your opinion on the way Nikki reacted in the first conversation with her mom, with their mom, and then kind of how she talked to Brie about her approach.
Definitely. Real quick, too, I also want to shout out the chat because they're with us and they're talking and they're amazing.
Yeah,
so shout out to everyone there. Ashley, Joseph, Gabby, Jasmine, Haywood, Nicholas, thank you all so much for being here. You're amazing. We love talking to you. Keep it up because we love talking about the show. But with Nikki, I feel like I'm going to get into it because like you said, she really tried to stay in the middle because that was so hard for her. And, you know, I talked about it at the top of the show and I really, really related to her because she mentioned that exact thing of she didn't reconnect with her dad because she was so worried about hurting her mom. And I went through that exact same thing at one point when my parents did split up. So I was so worried about not hurting my mom that I didn't want to connect with my dad. And I felt the exact same way because my siblings were connecting with my dad. So I saw exactly what Nikki was talking about, that she's like, you know, I chose not to do this, but you did. So we're on the different perspective with that. With her mom, I think she was just trying to mediate the situation or make sure that it doesn't get out of hand because she was just trying to bring it down because it was definitely already escalating. So I think she was doing her best with the situation that she was given.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you. I felt like she was stuck in a way where she didn't know what to do because I don't think she's really processed what it means for her to reconnect with her dad. Mm-hmm. She hadn't seen him in 5 years. And obviously, Bree has a different perspective in the way that she mentioned, you know, I have my daughter now and I want her to still, you know, to have that relationship because she has like a different point of view. So I think you're right in that sense. Definitely for everyone in the chat, I really appreciate you guys. Joseph, I know you're always with us. Gabby, you were with us last season, the season before. So thank you so much. And everyone, Haywood, you're always following us. So thank you so much. Keep up the comments. Definitely let us know what you guys think.
We love it.
Give us, subscribe, give us a like, comment. And I know Emily and I are definitely replying to you guys. So really appreciate you guys.
We love chatting with you guys.
Let's lighten up the mood a little bit. Let's talk about Nardom, hashtag Nardom, and the relationship. We'll get back to this, obviously, because, you know, we do have that dinner with our dad and everything, but it's been a little intense. So let's talk about this remodeling and how... Nikki, I have to... something else. Emily, what are your thoughts on this relationship and her approach to this whole inspection?
Oh my god, I just found it so hilarious. I felt like I was watching like a home improvement show, but like, you know, Nikki Bella edition. I thought it's really funny because I feel like she was asking so many questions. I feel like she should have known. And then he was like trying to get involved, and then they're like decorating, and I loved how like they're so involved with this whole process, and so I think it's bringing them together, and I just love her. I love how she like reacts around him and how her like presence, her energy is around him, and she's just having so much fun, and you could tell that she's like can be silly, and even, you know, like redoing a house or buying a house or building, like that's super stressful, and so I love how she can still be like lighthearted and have some fun, even going through like this whole inspection process.
Yeah, I think it was hilarious when they were definitely at the store and she was a little distracted by.
She was a little distracted by all the tool and the toolbox and all the screws.
Yeah.
There was some innuendo there.
But Ollie, I want to get your opinion on this relationship. You obviously said you're loving Artem now. He's growing on you.
Yeah.
So talk to me about their relationship and Nikki's vibe, because she's definitely thinking about other things than actually remodeling her house.
Yeah. She's definitely.
He's ready for that baby. Well, yeah. Now we know. But I mean, now we know how that baby was made, but I feel like they're totally in love. Like, I remember last week I was saying, like, who is Artem? I don't know who Artem is, but we're quickly coming to find out how, like, he's just like such an amazing supportive man for Nikki. And Nikki is just so open. She's having fun. She's doing the sexual innuendos, as you guys brought up. And I feel like when she was with he who shall not be named, I didn't always get that from Nikki. I feel like there was something holding her back, and it's just so fresh. This relationship's very fresh for the show, but also for Nikki as well and Artem. And so I just want to get to know more about Artem too, still, other than like him being always there for Nikki. And I feel like Nikki has just always really needed that person to always back her up with her decisions, and Artem has the time because he doesn't have the Dancing with the Stars, so it's really cool. And I feel like because of that, that's no shade, Artem, but because of that, we are going to be able to get to know Artem a lot this season, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing, but it's going to be ultimately a good thing because he's the one who gives her the baby. So
you know, exactly.
I'm just Team Nardom right here, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, we don't know for sure. There could be some swerve in there.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding.
This is going to be a good season then.
Yeah.
Brian, we talked about Artem last episode, but you weren't here to join us. We all gave our opinion. Kind of want to know your opinion on this relationship. And also, you know, Artem is definitely a different kind of man since her ex, as we all know. He's more involved. He's more like a handyman, very family oriented. You know, he speaks a different language. He likes cats. It's a whole other relationship. It's a whole other person. Obviously, we can't expect the same thing because it's not the same person. But I don't know. I just get a whole different vibe from Nikki. I want to know your opinion on this relationship and what you think about Nardom.
I'm here for it. 100%. I've been here for it since E! News broke the news that they were even dating. Like, I just love it so much. And just thinking so far back, I could see that chemistry ever since Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, echoing Ollie's point, it's so true that we didn't see her so vibrant and so bubbly and just so happy and in love in that last relationship. While she probably was, and I'm sure she was, it wasn't like this, you know, and it wasn't very, very, it didn't give her what she needed. So I love it so much. I think he's great, just so, so supportive in all aspects of her life, in her career, building this new house, and just being so cognizant of her feelings and how she is. Because, like, you know, he even mentioned it. He was like, I know that you kind of jump at decision or you kind of jump at saying things. So I know that about you and I'm okay with it. I'm okay to take a step back. And if you change your mind or whatever, I'm okay with it. So he's just so supportive of her in all aspects, which I love for her. And, you know, I just love her so much that I'm so happy that she's finally getting what she deserves. So love for Nardom.
Yeah. For sure. I want to go to Emily for a point that Bryant made. And I was thinking about it right now, actually. I do have, like, I don't know, I sense that Artem is a little bit hesitant and like when Nikki makes these decisions, because she jumps to conclusions just because, like, spirit of the moment, she's all excited, move in with me, we saw it last week, you know, you do the inspection of the house because I want you to do it. So do you think he's right in having like a little bit of a guard, especially because Nikki doesn't really process all her decisions? She kind of just jumps into it and then later regrets it. So how do you feel about Artem and that situation?
So I like how Artem is helping, like he was helping with the inspection, saying, hey, like these are the things you need to like look for. And like, you know, he's kind of like the rational support in a way where he's kind of like grounds her and says, okay, but does it in like a really nice and supportive way. It's like, hey, what if you did it this way? Or what, you know, here's some ideas. Like, what do you think about that? Like with the whole curtains and things like that. So I feel like it's a positive trait when you can be supportive, but give like constructive feedback, but also say, hey, like, let's maybe not make the decision right away, but kind of work it out in this way. So, but without being like emotional and judgmental about it, he's very like grounded. So I like, I really like that aspect of his personality.
Yeah, for sure. I think it makes a perfect balance. But Brian, I want to know, what is the chat saying about this new relationship? Are they for it or are they not?
I'm actually going to call you out, Gabby, because she said John Cena is the best. And I'm like,
I know Gabby's always been team John Cena and team Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
So.
And again, and a thing to remember is, and a thing to remember, like, we never know, you know, what goes on. I know what goes on behind closed doors, really. Exactly. Yeah. Only like we have a slim window of what we have seen in these relationships. And so it's always good to just keep that in mind as we're, you know,
as we're evaluating this.
As we're evaluating.
Sorry, I'm just Team Nardom forever.
Well, we'll stay neutral for you, Gabby. Don't worry. I know Brian
it's okay.
And Ollie
we're with you, Gabby.
In love, but it's okay. Well, we can have a difference in opinion.
Yeah.
But okay, are you guys ready to get back into this whole dad and mom situation? Because we kind of have to talk about them meeting with their dad in this conversation. We all know that Bree then talked to her mom and kind of settled things and confesses that they're going to meet up with their dad. Ollie, what were your thoughts on this whole meetup and how Bree told their mom? Were you nervous?
Yes. I was like, this was like, I mentioned this in the 60-second review recap, that I thought Mama Bella was going to give Bree the Bella Buster. Nikki T, you weren't safe. Both of them are going to be KO'd. 1, 2, 3. Count out, okay?
So, step out.
And then not to jump forward, now Nikki wants to bring Artem into the I'm like, oh my gosh, are you crazy? So I was really pleasantly surprised that Mama Bella didn't completely go off, become unhinged. But I hope she in that moment kind of understood, like, I hope she ultimately, she just trusts her girls, like she should, like she did a great job raising them. They're you know, they're in their 30s, right? They're adults at the end of the day. So I feel like she just needs to put trust in them. Everything's going to work out. You know, they have Artem there. They're going to have Artem there too. So it was just, you know, not jumping ahead, but it was just, I was definitely nervous and a little anxious about this whole group meeting they're having. Their
Me too.
Reunion, you know, because it was, it's a lot to process. Not only the girls are reconnecting with their father, but obviously having Artem there. Mm-hmm. That just puts another layer onto the situation.
Emily, go ahead. I want to get your opinion on bringing Artem into this whole situation. What were your thoughts on that?
I mean, again, it's one of those things I think about, like Nikki maybe possibly moving too fast. But the thing is, when I think about it, if you're super serious about someone and you haven't seen your dad in 5 years and you want to bring him into the mix, that means you're super serious and you're committed to the relationship. You're not going to just do it willy-nilly as if it's just someone like you're randomly, you know, randomly dating. So I feel like it just shows how Artem is part of her support system and how she has integrated him so much into her life that she felt like she needed him to be there.
Yeah. Props to him for jumping into that. Like
totally. You said, and that's such an awkward situation. Yeah,
I know. When she sent him to go help him with the bags,
I was like, after, oh,
you know, I would have been so nervous. I would have been like, no, I'll pass.
But he's such a. But it just shows how much he loves her because he was like, okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, all right, I'll do whatever I can to support her in this like really difficult time. So
yeah,
it just shows that they are connected and that, you know, my doubts of them moving too fast have slowly been dwindling as I've seen them kind of interact more and more.
Yeah, for sure. And I think to your point, obviously, if someone is serious about you, they would support you in this situation. And Brian, what were your thoughts when his dad asked Artem, or their dad asked Artem, is this serious? You know, what is this whole situation?
Yes, I was scared for him, but I definitely it was easy for me to understand when Nikki prefaced it. You know, she's like, you know, my dad kind of likes to joke and he likes to like say things. So I was actually worried because she was saying that Artem's also sensitive. So I was like, oh my god, are we gonna have a blow up with Nikki Brie and then now Artem and the dad, like, it's just gonna be like a whole mess. But thankfully it wasn't, you know. So I was definitely scared for him, but thankfully it all worked out.
Yeah, it made me feel like, it made me also slightly think that the dad really didn't have a place to ask that.
Yeah.
With Artem, because, you know, you're meeting him for the first time, you haven't seen Nikki in forever.
Yes.
And then you're asking this super serious question of like, oh, well, are you like committed to my daughter kind of thing? And Definitely. It's like, whoa, when is it okay for the dad to be in that place? You know, like, when is it appropriate? And I don't know. I just felt like it was, but he did it with humor, kind of, it seemed like. Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, maybe it's not. He wasn't having that like tough, you know, dad son conversation.
Yeah, I think initially when he first came into the house, I was cracking up when he was speaking to all of them in Spanish. Not only was Artem confused, but so was Nikki and Brie. They don't speak Spanish. Yeah. But I love the thing that Nikki mentioned is the fact that she was like, yeah, I want to meet my dad. Like, he's definitely full Mexican culture and everything. So it's interesting to see that interaction, how they kind of don't know what to do because they obviously haven't grown up with that. So it was kind of cool to see that. And I'm excited to see what they do in Mexicali because, you know, that's a full-on environment with that culture. So I'm excited to see how they're going to pull that off. Knowing Nikki and Brie, it's going to be very interesting. But let's go ahead. Ollie, I want to know your opinion on their dad. This whole, I felt like the dinner was pretty fine. Nothing too serious. You know, he did mention his addiction and a little bit of the story, but I think it was a pretty smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm. My only issue with this whole thing was when they took the picture. The picture was blurry. I was like, come on, Artem. Where are your IG skills, bro? Come on. No.
Like, how old is this phone?
Wait, what? Oh, it might have been the dad's phone. But the only reason why I say so, because Nikki and Brie, you know, they were doing like those fake candids, you know, like,
I know.
You
know,
like, guys got to get the portrait mode, make sure the lighting's on. But
I know, I feel bad. Hopefully they took it with a different phone as well.
But
But at least they'll have the clip about the conversation.
I'm excited, even though the photo was blurry and not what I wanted. But I'm excited for the future. It's cool seeing I don't, what do we call him? We don't call him Daddy Bella, right?
No, he does not have that status.
His name is Jonathan. Let's just
Okay, he's the heel right now of this show. But I'm hoping for a face turn, you know. Yeah. It was nice. It was cool. And I just hope that their trip, maybe that's more predictions wise, but I hope the trip to Mexicali is good, because apparently they're going to meet the family. So that's of the father, which is so...
We're gonna be sweating that episode.
But Emily, I want to throw this to you. There's obviously some people that were not part, well, they were part of this episode, but have a definitely a difference in opinion than JJ and Mama Bella. So I want to know your opinion on their conversation and JJ's perspective, because he's obviously the youngest. So even though he did have a bond with his dad, he has definitely a different perspective than his sister. So I want to know your thoughts on that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard when you have like a group of siblings and everyone's perspective is going to be different. And so I feel like you should, like as an adult, you have the right to make the decision whether you want to have a relationship with someone or not, whether it's a parent, a friend, you know, whatever. So, so really it's up to that individual person, and like you can share with like your, you know, share with, you know, Mama Bella, like, hey, this is the plan I'm gonna do. But like ultimately it's up to them. But I get everyone wanting to be respectful and say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I'm gonna go through. So it's kind of tricky. It gets complicated.
Yeah, it definitely does, because I can agree with his perspective, because he felt like he had enough with his mom and didn't necessarily need that relationship. But yeah. I also understand the Bella's wanting to move past that and connect with him. I understand Mama Bella for her reservations. So it's like you said, it's really complicated, because everyone has a valid point. And I think at this point, you have to just respect everyone's decision moving forward and let the girls be, let JJ be. Don't force that relationship if he doesn't want to, because, hey, it can only get ugly.
Yeah, I mean, what I loved about the dinner scene was that they were kind of focusing on focusing on the positive aspects of it and just... Mm-hmm. finding like the positive parts of their relationship, which can be hard to do. And so I feel like with this conversation with JJ and Mama Bella, and kind of how the siblings are processing this, is that they're trying to like create positivity, and Bree brought this up, is that they're trying to bring positivity into their life and like put out the negative. And so part of that process is bringing in people that you're surrounding yourself with, people that are gonna uplift you and not bring you down. And so that's a hard process to go through as an adult when you find those people that do that. And so I feel like this is the process that they're gonna continue to have to do, especially when they're writing all of this in a book.
Oh yeah, for sure. Brian, before you move forward, I wanna know your opinion on this dinner and what you took out of this conversation.
Definitely. And, you know, again, I also agree with JJ, and I think I even agree with him more, that there's this dynamic with, you know, young boys and their mother, and then with girls and their father. I feel like that's such a huge thing. So I had that with my mother, you know, and I feel like my siblings, my sister had that with my dad. So that's the complex they're going through, is that everyone has a different relationship with each parent and with each other as well. So I, like you said, the only thing we can say is that everyone has a valid point. Everyone has a valid perspective, and we have to respect that. Hopefully, you know, it can't all be all kumbaya and we all can come together. Hopefully that does at one point, but there's definitely going to be a road to get there.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's still a lot for them to go through. We're obviously going to go on that ride with them. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see that trip, what's coming towards us, because we obviously don't know. This episode, I think, was very surprising to all of us, because we got a different perspective of the Bellas, the Mama Bella. We got to see her story, or their dad, Jonathan. I'm like, I don't know what to call him. And then, you know, JJ as well. So I think there's a lot to come. So we'll see next episode what else the story has to tell. But now let's go ahead and move forward into our fun segment. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit, Emily.
Okay. Oh goodness. So we're gonna talk about pretty much every episode of Total Bellas has some type of major conflict. And I know we've talked a lot about it. But pretty much the match of the night is a mix. There's a mix of ladies involved. We have Mama Bella, and we also have and Bree. They have this huge fight, obviously, about the chapters in the book. It was super emotional. And then Nikki, so it's kind of like it's a triple threat match. It's a triple threat match here. Because Nikki gets involved but is super quiet about it but has her opinions. And so I wanted to
get eliminated first.
Yeah, she gets eliminated first.
She's the special referee.
She's like, I'm gonna step away. So I know we've talked a lot about it, but I wanted to focus on this moment because it was so powerful and just so heated. And so Brian, I'll start with you. What did you think about who might have been in the right and the wrong here? In this moment, Mama Bella or Brie?
I would actually say, since you said it's a triple threat match, I would say it's Nikki, because she tried to mitigate. She tried to, like you said, you know, acknowledge everyone's valid point. So not just biased, because that's my girl, but I think she was the winner because she made kind of made it work out for everybody.
All right, Ollie, what about you? It's tough, I know.
It is really tough, but I would honestly, in this moment, I would give it to Brie, because I feel like sometimes, you know, a parent needs to kind of, I feel like the kid can kind of be a catalyst to kind of opening a parent's eyes with something that's really important to the child. And I think by doing that, you know, sometimes it's not always the parent, you know, the parent also learns from the child, just as the child typically learns from the parent. But I think in this instance, I really resonated with Brie personally. So I just think that, but that's not to disregard Mama Bella's feelings by any means, but right. I was definitely team Brie for this particular match.
All right. Okay. Leslie, whose team are you on for this particular moment in this episode?
All right. I got to give it to a different winner. I have to go with Mama Bella.
Oh.
So everyone wins.
Yay.
But I think because I felt like also one of the things wasn't right is, I don't know, the approach or maybe the moment. Maybe I feel like this conversation should have been off camera before having a follow-up on camera, because obviously the Bellas don't really know how serious the situation is with their mom. So I don't think it was fair for her, because unless, you know, maybe she did agree to being open about it. Obviously we will know with this book, but I don't know. I think it was too much one moment for her. So I understand why she reacted that way.
All right. Okay.
Gabby's on the chat on Team Nikki, by the way.
Oh, Gabby's on Team Nikki. What else does the chat say? Do they have thoughts?
Right now, only Gabby has picked her winner, but everyone else chime in. Let us know your winner, because we want to know.
Yeah.
Awesome. We want to know.
Leave them in the comments.
Yeah, leave it in the comments. So for me, I'm kind of tied between Brie and Mama Bella here, because I see both perspective, see where they're coming from. I understand all the emotion behind it. So I feel like they both have the really good points and they're both kind of on the same level. So I'm keeping it.
Gotcha.
Keeping it in the middle.
No qualification.
There we go. Oh,
we're going to just throw all the puns in there.
Yeah. If you guys don't watch wrestling, we're talking wrestling terms. Yeah. So sorry about it. I know some of you just watch reality TV, but
they're going to be like, what are they talking about? Who's disqualified?
We're all huge wrestling fans. So that's why we talk about wrestling.
So please share your thoughts with us. We want to know. You can tweet at us. You can post on the YouTube channel afterwards. We want to know.
Yeah,
for sure. I'll go ahead and move into some news for the week.
Yes. Okay, here we go. News. Are you guys ready? Well, a little thing, you know, called WrestleMania was last week. But if you guys are following the Bellas, why aren't you? You better be, because they're always constantly posting, especially with quarantine. They're posting all their fun little pictures and videos. Nikki showed out in her, you know, iconic Bella red short shorts and belly and all. So you guys gotta check it out. She is just announced that she's 23 weeks pregnant. And I love seeing like her pictures. She's always posting them with Artem, and I love their relationship because, you know, I'm an Artem stan. Please follow them, you know, check into the Bellas. You know, they're in quarantine, and I just love seeing all their baby bumps and whatnot. But yeah, that was just some little news that I had.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I mean, I'm excited to see they have Hall of Fame, because if you guys didn't know, also the Bellas are going to be inducted into this year's Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely excited to see when that happens, because hello, aren't we all excited to have the Bellas inducted?
Yes. I was about to buy a ticket to Tampa before all this happened.
Exactly. Me too.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they're going to do, when it's going to be, and then what they're going to do, whether it's going to be closed and they'll just like invite the inductees. I'm interested to see.
It'll be a Zoom meeting like this.
A Zoom.
Right, in like full ball gowns.
Yeah.
Right. Of course they would, you know, be all glamorous with their belly showing out. But now with all this said, let's go ahead and move into our predictions, because we have so much to predict.
And now, you're after all right. TV.
Brian, I want to go to you first and see what are your thoughts on that's going to happen next episode.
Okay. It's so hard with predictions because, you know, we follow them on social, so we kind of know where it ends. So I'm like,
stop following them. No.
So it's funny because I'm like thinking back to when they posted about the Mexicali trip. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Was it good? Do they like it? I don't know. So I definitely, just talking about that, I think it's going to be a good experience. And, you know, echoing what you all said, I think they're going to get a lot of closure with their dad. I don't think they're going to get any kind of closure with their mom yet. I think that's still going to be explored throughout the season. So I think they're going to start with this, and they're going to kind of have that open and honest conversation with their dad. And it's eventually going to lead them to hopefully remedy that with their mom. And then it's all going to kind of work out. I don't think the mom and dad are ever going to get back into a good place. You know, there's so much pain and so much heartache there, but I'm sure there's a way for them to kind of meet in the middle. So,
yeah. Emily, your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think we're going to dive into the Mexicali trip. There's going to be some, of course, there has to be some drama happening. I think, Bri and Nikki are going to bond with their dad's kind of new family and find some connection there, because it seems like they're a little bit younger. They might find a really special connection there. And it might not happen right away. It probably will take some time, but I think a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings will come up out of this trip, but I think it's going to be good for them. Yeah. And I think the house renovations are going to continue, and I think Nikki and Artem are going to get into more adventures, and I'm excited to see kind of how this, if there's any like drama with the house build, and if they like disagree on some type of decorating.
Yeah, the couch,
for
you know?
Sure. Yeah. Holly, what are your thoughts? What do you think?
I think in terms of the Mexicali trip, I think that maybe something Bri and Nikki are going to kind of see this family, and I feel like I picture it him having like a decent sized family, and maybe that, seeing that and connecting with them and hopefully having a good, you know, time with their father as well, kind of like sparks and like, let's have more babies. Maybe this trip is what inspires them to get pregnant. I don't know. Or it's just like Artem. He's so sexy. And Dan O'Brien, he's so sexy. No wonder why that's getting
pregnant. But just that too.
I also predict, I'm piggybacking off of that, I predict Artem and Nikki are going to have lots and lots of more sex, because they're still in that honeymoon phase. They are. Yeah. They are. You know, so I'm excited though. I just want everything to turn out, you know, not perfectly, but okay, so we can get this book finally one day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have they come out to sign the book?
It's available for pre-order, actually.
No way! I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. All right, we all need to pre-order that. Me.
But yeah, I've been wanting to pre-order it because it's available. Even, by the way, buy Bonita Manita Rosé. I just bought it.
You did?
Let's pre-order. Yeah, let's get some wine, and let's, we got to do a book club. Zoom in.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No, well, speaking of Rosé, I think they're going to get their name and their inspiration from this trip, especially because the name is Bonita. It's in Spanish, and Rosé, I mean, why not? So I definitely, you know, I expected tequila or something next, but
yes,
but I definitely believe that they're going to reconnect, not only with maybe get to know his new wife and, you know, that side of the family, because I don't think they've ever even had a conversation. So I want to see that connection. I want to see them meeting their siblings, because Nikki, I don't think, has even met them. So mm-hmm. it'd be interesting to see that relationship and how they build. And I also believe that they're going to get into, you know, their traditional roots and, I don't know, maybe learn something fun or eat a lot of tacos, because that's what you have to do in Mexico.
You have to eat a lot.
Yeah.
But I am so excited. I'm so thankful that I'm doing this panel with you guys. I am so excited to see what next episode brings us. But before that, let people know where they can find you. In the meanwhile, Emily, I'll start with you.
Awesome. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Emily May Heller. I'm covering Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist on Sundays. We're off this week because of Easter, but we'll be back next week. NXT on Wednesdays, Women's Wrestling Weekly, and a bunch of other shows. I'll share it all.
All right. Ollie, you're next.
Hey guys, it's Ollie, the diva of the panel. Follow me on, well, one of the divas. Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ollie Dreamer on, and various other shows on AfterBuzz, such as Gay Twitter with Bryant and RuPaul's Drag Race on Sundays. So check those shows out.
Yeah, Bryant is definitely our new added to the panel, but I don't know where people can find you.
Yay, yes, like Ollie and Emily said, you can find on Gay Twitter as well as on Women's Wrestling Weekly. I also do Friday Night Friday on After Show, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at The Bryant Santos.
There you go, and you can find me at Leslie Colon doing this show. And we also did the Big Show. If you didn't catch that, we did the Big Show after show. So it was definitely fun. Bryant and Emily joined me. Also, if you're still catching up on WrestleMania, make sure you catch that after show. We had a whole bunch of people joining that panel. And special guest, Coco Cena, the one and only Evan Mack from The Bump. So make sure you tune into that. But we will see you next week. And there's so much to talk about. So we'll see you later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.